All right, I'm here with
Cowboy M with the Schmoo Group.
And you've got this wonderful contraption. It has all the things that I like in life. There's a pocket PC on it. It looks like there's some type of Wi-Fi antenna. What exactly, and there's a slingshot backing on the side of it. What exactly is this thing?
Oh, yeah. This is the 802.11 Bloodhound. And basically, we use it to track down access points. It's not so much for, you know, war driving, but you can use it for that. But it's more for the corporate environment where people want to find out how many rogue access points they might have on their network. So you can go out and you can spend $3,000, $4,000, $10,000, whatever, to buy a real high quality device. But a lot of businesses can't afford that sort of price tag. So we just built some for a few $100 that can do roughly the same thing. Not as fancy as the high dollar stuff, but it'll get the job done. So.
So tell me how it works. So you just point it at a direction, and if there's an access point, it'll pick it up and then display it on the screen?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a roughly directional antenna. It's a 9 dB panel antenna. And so you can turn it on with the amp on, and you'll pick up access points from several thousands of feet away or even many miles away if it's line of sight. And then you can home in using the readout on the IPAC. You can home in on which access point you want, and then as you get closer, you can adjust the attenuator to dial down the signal from it. And when you get super close, you can turn the amp off and just run with a raw antenna. So, and it will. It'll home in on whatever access point you want based on the readout on the IPAC.
And as far as corporate use, you know, you mentioned, but at DEF CON, you know, tell me why this is a fun thing to is it like just a hide-and-seek type thing?
I mean, DEF CON's all about hackers, right? And hackers are people, I mean, in the purest sense of the word, they're people that like to twiddle with things. They like to make new stuff, new gadgets, take standard technology and put it together in unconventional ways. I mean, really, that's all we did here, was take standard off-the-shelf stuff that you can get at Home Depot, Walmart, and off eBay, and put it together to make something very useful.
And so what's your plans with it? Do you want to turn it into a low-cost, cheap, you know, commercial product? Do you want to publish the plans? Or what is the long-term goals for the project?
You know, I'm really not sure yet. We just literally got these things finished last week. So we haven't had a chance to really think about where it's going to go from here, but I think our first step was just to verify that they actually work. An associate of mine, Beetle, with the Schmoo Group, is actually out with the other one right now doing the wireless war driving, so he's going to try it in that venue as well. And we'll see. You know, I'm looking at a couple different options right now. I don't think we're going to go commercial with them. It's really not my passion. I like to build things. I don't really want to sell them or run a business with it. So, but we'll see. You know, who knows? The future's wide open.
It looks really cool. It's like one of those. It's hard to explain. There'll be pictures on the magazine site, but it looks like you could like it's an X-ray gun or something. I mean, it definitely looks really futuristic.
Oh, right on. Actually, that kind of reminds me. Last week we were driving around testing the functionality of it, and I happened to be in a patrol car at the time, an unmarked patrol car, and dude pulls up next to us and honks his horn and rolls down his window and says, "Yeah, you guys are lighting up my radar detector for the last 2 miles." So it actually looks like a really big radar gun from the cops.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's great. All right, well, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks.
Perfect.